Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we'll wrap up the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the rest of our bets for Week 4 NFL Sunday, but first we have to pay the bills. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet. Subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star review. And also, Like, comment, and subscribe. Or just we want people to subscribe, right? To YouTube and Twitch. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you can comment also. YouTube.com/@BetMGM Network. Comments are good. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Mike Brown says comments are good for the algorithm. Thank you, Mike. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Subscribe to the Twitch page. Thank you, Sidola. Before we bring Brad Evans onto the show and give you the rest of our bets, we had two tremendous guests on the program today. Colin Wilson, Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager. We appreciate both of them. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Engineer and number one in the power rankings for the show this week, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer and number two in the power rankings by virtue of everyone else being bad, Addie Bates, and our video producer, Mike Brown. He gets the God's Perfect Creation status back when we get Rob Pizzola on video next week. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the legendary Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Happy Friday, gentlemen. Hopefully you're going to make a whole lot of moolah this weekend.
I hope so, my friend. Brad, what is your best bet for NFL Sunday? A prop aside, a total, 30 seconds.
Naturally, it's going to be a prop. Chris Olave, guys, I'm going to go to the alt market at reception. 7 or more at +130. Yeah, roll the shoulders. It gets seduced by the juice. The fleur-de-lis, they're 15.5-point dogs against the Buffalo Bills. And you look at the matchup, mano y mano for Chris Olave. Going to get a lot of Taron Johnson out of the slot. He's given up a 77.8% catch rate on the year. Olave is just being force-fed throws off the hand of Spencer Rattler. He's got over a 31% target share, 12.3 targets per game, only a 47 ranking at catchable target rate. But a lot of those are the short field throw variety. He's already gone 7, 6, and 10 receptions, so he's hit the over in 2 or 3 games. +130, they're already down 25-0 right now. Give me Chris Olave, baby. They get those 7 or more grabs. Again, that's significant plus juice.
Brad, great job as always, my friend. Have an awesome show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. Good luck with all the bets this weekend. Go Illini, and we will catch up with you on Monday.
Baker, the touchdown maker, over 1.5 passing touchdowns at +120. I'm out!
The great Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. Brad, Ryan Horvath, weeknight 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on the BetMGM Network. He's a trip, man. He's the absolute best. All right, back to the football bets. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. And Femi, let's go to the Eagles and the Bucks in Tampa. Tampa's been Philly's bugaboo throughout the years. Todd Bowles messing with Jalen Hurts. Eagles, 3.5-point road favorites. Total in the game is 44. Mike Evans is out for Tampa. We know that, dealing with a hamstring injury. We're expecting Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs to make their season debuts on Sunday for the Buccaneers. Femi, how are you betting this game, Eagles and Bucks?
Yeah, no bet for me currently. I missed out on the early Eagles -3, but if that ever pops again, that would be a bet. I'm a little bit concerned about Brad's guy, Baker, the touchdown maker, dealing with his bicep injury. Yeah, he's going to play, but is he going to be 100%? I'm not so sure. So Eagles 3 is a bet for me. I'll be on the lookout this weekend, but as it stands right now, no bet.
I laid 3 with the Eagles earlier in the week. Talked about it on the show on Monday. If I didn't have any action on this game, probably Eagles and moneyline parlays. I'd laid Philly. And I understand, the narrative that the Bucs have had their number, and they have. Yep. My opinion is, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, I think they shed so much of the past baggage. And we saw it in the second half last week against the Rams, when I think they announced to the world that we are not letting this go sideways like it did a couple years ago on offense. My expectation is that they come out and flame this Bucs defense. I like the Eagles to win and cover on Sunday in Tampa. Also, I laid 3, not 3.5. Rams and the Colts in Los Angeles. The Rams, 3.5-point home favorites, although this looks like it'll drop to 3 at BetMGM. The -115 towards Indy, +3.5. Total bet up to 49.5, so injury stuff here that people need to know about. Indy star slot corner Kenny Moore is out. That's bad news going up against Puka Nacua. Alec Pierce is out for Indianapolis. That means A.D. Mitchell. I'll have prop overs for him for sure. He will be one of, for show. He'll be one of Indy starting wide receivers. For show. That's from Superbad, right? DeForest Buckner, questionable. Devontae Adams is questionable. Sean McVay, we think he's going to play. We don't know if he's going to be compromised or not. Rob Havenstein is questionable. One of their starting tackles. Not great going up against Lou Anarumo in this Colts defense. Femi, how are you betting the Colts and Rams?
Yeah, this to me is a bet on the Rams at the price of 3. And like you mentioned, Nick, I do think we're going to get it at some point. I think you're going to see some Indianapolis money coming. They've been very good to bettors so far through the first 3 weeks covering all these games. And once that happens, I like the Rams. I just like getting the Rams at home against an unfamiliar opponent. McVay is a really good coach. West Coast travel for the Colts, time zone difference. So I like the Rams. And it just feels like a good selling point for Indy, with everybody kind of jazzed about this team after the first few weeks of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet the Colts +3.5. Don't know how I feel about it. We'll readdress this game coming up on Sunday morning. But as of now, I do have money on Indianapolis +3.5. Jaguars and the Niners, Femi, in San Francisco. San Fran, -3.5. That is juice towards the Jaguars. Total of this game is 47. Brock Purdy will start for the Niners. He's back at quarterback. Both Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall are questionable for San Francisco. Deami Brown, who actually matters for the Jaguars offense, questionable for them.
Yeah, I think just too many injuries for the 49ers. And yes, they get the bump of getting their quarterback back, the most important person on the team, Brock Purdy. But no Nick Bosa, Kittle still dealing with the hamstring. Ayuk obviously has been dealing with the knee injury since last season. Now Nick Bosa. I don't like this for the 49ers. I felt the Niners were a little bit overrated anyways going into the season. And now you have these injuries. I'm going to back the team that I'm not really high on whatsoever. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Anything over a field goal, I think, is a bet on Jacksonville. I bet it Sunday night at 4.5. I still like it at 3.5. I think this is a field goal game. Either way, give me the points.
I've been saying all week, I haven't bet the game. I've been Mr. Jaguar this whole season and this whole summer.
Yeah,
I don't like them in this game. And I don't think I'm going to bet the game. And if I don't, I'm rooting for Jacksonville. So I hope you win your bet. I hope they win the game outright for the season stuff. I actually think that if it goes to three, and I don't know if like if it'll go to three if Pearsall and Jennings both play, I like the Niners in the game. I don't think I'm going to bet it, but if I had to bet it, I would actually lay San Francisco. But I think I want to stay on the sidelines and root for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Game of the week. Is it? Two teams. Ravens and the Chiefs in Kansas City. Loser will drop to 1-3 and probably still be a minus price to make the playoffs. Baltimore, a juiced 2.5-point favorite like it's been all week. At Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Total 48.5. Xavier Worthy will play for Kansas City. He is back in the lineup. And for the Ravens, Nnamdi Madubuike is out. Kyle Van Noy, questionable. Ronnie Stanley, questionable. Isaiah Likely, questionable. How are you betting the Ravens and the Chiefs?
I have not bet this game yet, but I will at some point this weekend. I'm just waiting for the buy point. Three, it would be a bet. But even if the three doesn't pop, I'm actually just going to still bet Kansas City to win the game. Like this to me is two teams back into the corner. I'm going to go with the team that just has the much better infrastructure and the team that knows how to win these kinds of games, and that's Kansas City at home. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Baltimore defense. I don't like what I'm hearing from the Baltimore defense and them getting all defensive about how, like, oh, it's not Zach Orr's fault and this and that, and people, Ravens fans are spoiled. Get out of here with that noise. They're not spoiled. They have high expectations for a team that's supposed to be this great team that never fulfills expectations. Give me Kansas City at home. I think the Chiefs get right, and I think the Ravens have some big questions that they have to answer going forward at 1-3.
I like the Chiefs also. Femi kind of said a lot of what I think. I'll wait for a three. If I don't get it, I'll just bet the Chiefs. I like Kansas City in the game. Worst unit in this game? Baltimore's defense. Give me the Chiefs, yep. And we'll see what the number is that we end up betting. By the way, just because it's on my screen right now, the under in Jaguars-Niners is getting hit pretty heavy. It looks like this is going to come down to 46.5 for people listening and watching live that are interested. Bears and the Raiders, Femi in Vegas, pick the winner of the game, total 47.5. Bad injury report for the Bears. TJ Edwards, Grady Jarrett, Darnell Wright out. Kyler Gordon, Colston Loveland, DeAndre Swift questionable. Michael Mayer out for the Raiders, which means it's Brock Bowers time.
This should be a get-right spot for this Raiders offense that has gone up against a defense of the Chargers. The Commanders' defense isn't really anything to write home about. They just look horrendous in that one. But I do think the Raiders actually get right here. I think the Bears are a little bit inflated after facing the Dallas Cowboys. I will like the Raiders on the money line. Let's see if we can get a better price on what's currently out there by the time we get to kickoff. But at some point, I will be betting the Raiders this week.
I like the Raiders also. Honestly, might be my favorite bet of the week. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just cover baby. This ain't no Cowboy slump-busting defense. Not that the Raiders' defense is great, but I do like the Raiders in this game. Give me the Raiders to beat the Chicago Bears, and we will close, Femi, with your worst nightmare. Sunday Night Football, Micah Parsons and the Packers, a touchdown favorite at your Cowboys. Worth noting, the juice is towards Dallas, so maybe this will come off 7 and go to 6.5. Total, 47.5. Tyler Booker, CeeDee Lamb, both multi-week absences for Dallas. Zach Tom, for what it's worth, is out for the Green Bay Packers. And so is, and Aaron Banks is doubtful. So the Packers are going to be down two starting offensive linemen, likely.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys don't really have many guys up front that can take advantage of that. They used to have one. He's now playing for the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay wins the game. I think the point spread's just right as it stands right now. If anything, my bet in this game, and we talked about it on Wednesday during our NFL Awards discussion, it's Jordan Love to win the MVP. Put some more on Love. The slump busters are going to make Jordan Love look like the next greatest quarterback of all time. I think the Jordan Love price in primetime drops quite a bit. That is my bet in the game, adding more Jordan Love to the MVP portfolio.
I don't really... I'll be honest, I kind of want to bet Dallas, but I'm not there yet to make that bet. I think this is probably a pass for me, and I'll bet some props.
It'll be a spectacle. I don't know if it's going to be fun, but it'll be a spectacle.
I think that, seriously, like, someone needs to take the mic away from Jerry.
Yeah. It's... He can't help himself anymore. Okay. Steven, Jerry Jr., Charlotte, please step in.
I like the name Charlotte. Just saying.
It's a pretty name.
Everyone have a great weekend. Femi and I will be Sunday morning. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, and I'll be on the fan at 8 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.